99.9 Charlie.
Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfuckers in 14 days time, man. That's fucking incredible, man. I fight more in 2 weeks than Floyd Mayweather does in a fucking year. So much better I am than him, right? Wilder, you are a bitch. Power bombed Wilder, man. Check everybody, Charlie Zonoff. April 4th, 2015 on air. How's everyone doing? Shout out to my fans. Next week. I'm leaving the United States. I'm not permanently. I'm coming back with my wife, but I do not know when. It all depends. Like I said, I'm just excited because I'm gonna be holding my wife in my arms. You know what I mean? She's been mine. We've been together for longer than 7 months. You know what I'm saying? April 2nd was 7 months exactly. It's past April 2nd. So 7 months and 2 days we've been together. And next week, this is it. She's meeting me at the airport. Yeah. I've not got my ticket yet because I get off probation very soon, in less than a week. So once I get off, yeah. And then once I get my passport, then I'm going to automatically buy the ticket, like right that second. I get the passport, and I'm going to get, like, immediate, you know what I mean? Like, passport, you got to wait, like, 30 days. Oh, fuck that shit. Like, you got to pay $100 extra so you can get it immediately. The way like 4 days, you got to wait 4 days, boom. So that ticket and the zone off. I mean, the zone off. No more Skype, no more. This is it. She's going to be right next to me. She's going to be, I'm going to be holding her mom. It's a woman belongs to me. She loves me. I love her. When I met her, I was 66-0, and now I'm 79-0, 13 victories. I mean, it's, yeah, since I met her, before I met her, I was tearing shit up. And then when I met her, I beat Joe's Wall for her. It's one of my best ones ever. Yeah, now, let's talk about that fight, me against Joe's Wall, man. Look how big that motherfucker is, man. Now, from these delusional haters on the internet that trolled me and talked shit about me, right? They pretended to be my fans and all this bullshit. And then went on and made screen names and anonymous screen names and talked shit about me. Crack down on there. Now, who from them predicted that I would kick Jill's Wall's ass? Jill's Wall would knock people out cold on TV. Which one of them predicted? How many people? No, seriously, like on all these, like, these crazy forums, this ESB, this Boxer bullshit, these people are all psychopaths, you know? They're you know, not normal. How many of them? You know, every time I would get on there or, like, inside hoops, like, I remember, like, a long time ago, these clowns would ban me talking. They would talk shit about me for, like, half an hour, and then they would ban me for speaking the truth. How do you idiots feel now, man? I'm 79-0. Just recently, I beat a kickboxer. And right before that, March 17th, I'm sure you son of a bitch saw your own humiliation take place on YouTube when I jabbed that fucking huge fucking... I mean, he wasn't huge, but he was big. 205-pounder, about 6'2", 6'3", 205 pounds. The guy was big, heavyweight, man. Listen, I beat his ass. I was backing him up. Boom. Jab. I just went, bam, right in the jaw. This motherfucker flew away like... He flew the fuck away like a fucking bus ran him over at full speed, man. And that was just my jab. No, he walked into that shit. Because he tried to throw a 1-2, and his arm just, like, hit. He didn't land a clean punch. I landed clean on his jaw. It's like, bam, he just walked into that shit. And he just, like, that was an epic victory, man. And I hit, don't forget the left hook at 0-16, man. That left hook shook him, man. That was good, man. That was some good shit. But, oh, yeah, Deontay Wilder, man. Man, I crushed him, man. Look, in the ring, I beat him. That's it. TMZ is a fraud, man. They try to sell that fight. Are you people like, seriously, what's wrong with you fucking psychopath people, man? Writing all this bullshit on Google trying to, Deontay Wilder lost, man. Okay, he got disqualified in the second fight. Everybody knows that. No, but he physically lost, man. I hit him in the ring. This guy flew away, man. What the fuck? Yeah, you're talking, oh, okay, but you left the ring. Okay, but he was in fucking Twilight Zone, motherfucker. That motherfucker was gone. That motherfucker was gone. Seriously, his fucking one leg lifted up. His arms lifted up. What the fuck, dude? And you're going to fucking tell me that that's not a fucking TKO? Come on, now. Wake the fuck up, man. That motherfucker. I knocked out 50 motherfuckers, man. 50 people knocked out. 79 beat. And nobody beat me. I have yet to lose. I'm never going to lose. Let me tell you something. 100-0 is an understatement. Man. I'm 21 wins away from 100. I'm very close to 100. I'm going to Ukraine to see my wife fit. If it was not for the... No, I mean, I'm just saying. If I was... See, it takes a trip to a different country to see my beautiful wife for me to kind of chill out. If not, I would continue fucking people up. I literally go to the gym. I beat two guys in one day, man. No, the K-1 fighter. I challenge him. This son of a bitch. I jab him. I try to jab him in the stomach. I don't remember if I landed. I think I landed. It doesn't matter because I hit him in the end. And he quit. And this fucking idiot. He hit me with some fucking, hit me on the side of the head with some, and I was like, motherfucker, boom, with the right hand right in his fucking cheekbone. Then I hit him that hard, but it was speed, it was so quick, it was just boom, it was so fast. This is it, that motherfucker. Humbled as fucking TV K-1 bitch ass, man. And listen, I don't know, man, I'm beating the crap out of professional boxers, I'm beating the crap out of professional MMA fighters. I'm beating professional kickboxers. I don't know, man. These guys are just no match for me. Maybe they should, you know, start putting in like fucking Navy SEALs or fucking Delta Force or Special Forces in the ring with me. I'm serious. I mean, but what would those guys? They would lose too. I got all the respect for you know, I'm American, United States of America, you know, I'm part European, you know, I'm saying Russian, Ukrainian, but I got all the respect for the armed forces, you know, they fight for this country, and they're the greatest country in the world, and that's the United States, hands down, red, white, and blue, baby, till the day I die, but this is for competition, you know, I know a few Marines, you know, that supported me and everything, But I'm just saying this is for competition. These boxers on television, these guys are not in my league. It's like going, it's like fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's like Michael Jordan getting a basketball and in his prime and going to a park and challenging your people to play him one-on-one. It's not interesting. It's just like you clowns are not in my league, man. You know what I'm saying? All these fucking HBO, Showtime guys, I beat them all. These underground fighters, none of these motherfuckers are in my league. These guys are too easy, man. You know what I'm saying? But again, with the armed forces, you put in a Marine and get stronger. You know, if the Marines are going to get knocked out, what do they teach? Okay, now, I was actually supposed to be in the Marines, but then I got so good in boxing that I, you know, pursued that. And I evolved into the greatest of all time. And I'm very happy that I took this route. Now, in the Marines, or U.S. Army, whatever, actually, he calls that because he was in the Army. Hit him 6.5 seconds. See, there you go. I beat a guy. You see? Wait a minute. He was in the Army. Yeah, he boxed in the Army. He fought in the Army. He served many years in Vasquez, the motherfucker, the, you know, man, I blitzed him, man. Six punches in half a second, man. Blah, 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 blah. That shit was fucking like lightning, man. He was in the Army, but when I hit him, he thought a fucking assault rifle hit him, man. See? It was actually Charlie Zellino, motherfuckers. Now, in the Marines, in the Army, what fighting style do they teach you there? MMA. How many MMA fighters did I meet? There you go. Conversation over. What training do they do? What training do they do? Like Navy SEALs and all this shit. What training do they do? Most of it is shooting with guns and hand-to-hand combat and MMA. That's it. They teach them ground fight. That's it. Wow, listen, not only have I beaten MMA fighters in boxing matches rules, but in street fights, motherfucker. Jason Urbinski, he tried to take me down. I beat the shit out of him, man. You kidding? Bend my knees, man. I got in my stance. I went, bomb, 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 bomb. Eat this, you son of a bitch. Oh, I hate that motherfucker, man. I'm so glad I beat that guy's ass, man. That guy was talking shit for years, man. It was a moral victory, man. Yeah. He's a fucking clown. I saw a picture of him with Royce Gracie. Oh, my God. Give me a fucking break with this Royce Gracie guy. I would fucking punch this Royce Gracie clown one time. He'd fucking hit the floor face down. I'm talking Royce Gracie when he was prime. Man, I would kill that guy, man. He would never, ever take me down. I'm so fast. Before he would even fucking attempt for a shot, try to take me down, I would connect on his jaw and put his lights out. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I beat everybody, man. Everything I'm saying right now, man. It's not bragging because I backed it up, dude. I beat everybody. I beat boxers, okay? I beat MMA fighters. I beat kickboxers. Everybody. In street fights, I beat MMA fighters. Man. In a street fight, anything goes, man. Yeah, they can fucking do all that fucking grappling chin. They tried that shit with me, man. Dude, Teardrop tried to fucking grapple me, man. I swung at Teardrop 2 times. Teardrop's a murderer, man. Teardrop would literally hurt a lot of these fake fucking Showtime, HBO, fucking fake boxers. Here's what happened. Like, when Teardrop and me fought bare knuckle, okay, I swung 2 times, and Teardrop, he had good head movement. He dodged the first 2 of my punches. And then he bear hugged me, and then I threw him off. I bent my knees, and I threw him the fuck off. And then this is it. We both got in that stance. Both of our hands are up, and this is it. Right hook in the jaw. Wow. Glass breaking, son. Beat a fucking murderer. Now that's fucking legendary. None of that fucking Floyd Mayweather HBO 24/7 bullshit. Man, that shit is, like I said, bullshit. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, for competition, man, not that I have anything against, like, Marines or fucking, or, you know, I mean, no, man, like, no, it's just for competition, just so I can beat their ass in a fight. I already did, man. I'm telling you, Carlos Vasquez on the U.S. Army, man. Just punched him 6 times in half a second. They already lost. I'm saying if you get anybody, dude, fucking, you get the toughest Navy SEAL. You put gloves on him, you put him in the ring with me, he's going to get knocked out. Fine, you do a no-rule street fight, me against any Navy SEAL, against any Special Forces guy. I knock him out. I hit too hard. I'm too fast with my hands. Whatever they try to do, I'll knock them out. Best fighter in the world, Charles Arnold. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, they teach them MMA. That's it. And, and all that, and then now let's talk about these Bruce Lee type clowns like Jack and Doe, Wing Chun, all that shit. Oh my God, give me a break. That's all. Let me tell you what that is. That's all movie. That fucking Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Bruce Lee. It's all Van Damme. It's all for the movies, man. All that roundhouse kicking bullshit. It's fiction, man. See, a lot of idiots actually watch these movies and they think that this works in real life. It does not. The best martial art is boxing. Okay, I evolved boxing. Yeah, Charlie Zonoff is the greatest boxer of all time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 79-0, 50 knockouts, man. Resume like that, man. Good luck finding one, man. You're gonna find a resume like that, man. My last recorded fight was flawless, man. Flawless victory. My best win of the year, I'd say. Jacob. When I beat Jacob, and then when I beat that EFC, that TV fighter, oh man, that piece of shit. Type in arrogant TV fighter gets his ass kicked by Charlie Zonoff, number one top guy. Type that on YouTube search bar right now. Dude, I hit this guy 10 times. Like rapidly, just blah, 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 blah. It's just looking incredible. But, I got 21 more to go. And, my wife wants me to retire when I'm 100 now. And that's what I'm going to do. But I definitely see myself coming back. Because I'm young, man. I'm okay. I'm gonna be 27. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm still young. You know? Yeah, I'm older. I'm older now. So that I'm married. You know, I got a wife. You know, I'm about to have, me and her gonna have kids this year. You know. New responsibilities. New wife. You know. So that. Yeah. But hey, the boxing's still gonna be there, man. Listen, I'm in my prime, man. I'm only fights 3 times a month. I mean, I never imagined myself. One victory is great. 3 victories in 1 month, that's just, that's outrageous, man. So I'm president. I bet these psycho haters, they fucking, they're probably banging their heads against the wall right now, man. What a load of idiots, man. Fucking idiots. Clowns. Fucking jokers. These guys, these haters need to go. No, I'm not joking. You know what your haters need to do? You guys need to get a job at a circus. And all of these mainstream boxers, Mayweather Jr., Pacquiao, Klitschko, Wilder, all of you need to go to work at the fucking circus, man. You guys need some big, you know, clown shoes, a red nose, and a wig. That's what you motherfuckers need to do. I'm serious here. No, I'm not joking. You motherfuckers are all clowns. You guys are pretend boxers, man. Real fighters don't fight 2 times, 3 times, 4 times a year. That's too little, man. A year has 12 months in it, okay? I fight more times in a month than you motherfuckers do in a year. You can't be like, oh, but I got paid so much for this one fight. I don't need a fight for the whole year. What does money have to do with boxing, clown? It's pride, son. Pride over money, motherfucker. Pride. You're stand underground boxing pride, motherfucker. I repeat again. Hey, 23 wins in 1 year, Charlie Zonoff. I got 8 wins this year so far. Here's, it's only April. Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll, I mean, look, because of the trip to Ukraine. I'll tell you what, I'll definitely get to at least 90 and 0 this year. But next year, if I don't get to 100 and 0 this year, which I probably will, it depends on how long the embassy keeps my wife there in Ukraine. But if they keep us for like a month or two, I'm going to get to 100 and 0 this year at age 27. And if not, then fuck it. Next year I'll get to 100 and 0. It's all good. See, I was just born to fight. I was just born to box. You know, it's just who I am. It's just, you can't change me. It's just what I'm always going to be. It's just, I'm the greatest of all time, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. You know, it's and I'm really good at it. I'm the best at it. You know, look at my speed, my power. It just comes so natural. It's just, nobody, see, the great story about Charlie Valhoff is that nobody gave me the chance to become this dominant, to achieve this kind of stardom. I've told people, you know what I'm saying? And these clowns called me all sorts of names. They disregarded me, and now they all look stupid. Like, everything these haters said about me, like all the foul names they called me, it's all true about them. I am the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, Jokers, my wife said that our wedding is going to be on YouTube. Yeah. You all saw beautiful shows. I mean, well deserved. Well deserved. This is just how it's supposed to be. The strongest man gets the hottest woman. I mean, hey. But wait, like a fucking storybook in real life. And, you know, I'm blessed and humbled to say that I am the GOAT, Charlie Valhoff. And, these sick haters, these mainstream bots, these people, they try to give me a false image. They try to, you know, call me all sorts of names and shit like that. And they call me a racist and shit. Floyd Mayweather Jr., he dissed white people. This clown said on national television, he said boxing is a black Latino sport. Hey, clown, who beat Deontay Wilder? Who beat Derek and John? Hey, white, so listen, first of all, race has nothing to do with it. It does not matter. Black, white, green, purple, orange, doesn't fucking matter what skin color you are, right? You get my point. It doesn't matter. I'm the best. I'm physically the best boxer in the world. It has nothing to do with my skin color. It's not because I'm white. It has nothing to do with that. But it's just, you're such a fucking retard, Floyd, that you said that white people have the, you're like, oh, it's a black Latino community. Yeah, but the greatest of all time is white. You fucking retard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've beaten everybody. I've beaten white fighters. I've beaten a lot of black fighters. I've beaten a lot of Latinos. I even beat that Asian motherfucker. I beat every race. I even beat an Armenian. I crushed that motherfucker. Now, let's see, what race did that be? I think the only Indian? Have I ever knocked out an Indian? I think Indians are the only motherfuckers I have knocked out. Wait, Latinos are part Indian. Now, we know what I mean. You know what I mean. I'm talking about, like, Indian, you know what I mean? Like the fucking Hindu motherfuckers and fucking Sri Lanka, whatever the fuck, you know. Yeah, them motherfuckers. Yeah. But, the last dude I beat was Muslim. Alu, come on, man. What the fuck, man? That's a Muslim name. Alu, man. He's like that bitch ass Ali, man. Muhammad Ali, man. Oh, shit. I wish he was like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? If you get a time machine, I'd drop some fucking brutal, fucking staggering bombs on Muhammad Ali if he was still fighting. I'd put that clown to sleep, man. Mike Tyson, man. Hey, Mike, what if I told you I'd break the iron? What would you say, man? You know what I'm saying? You're a clown, son. what you did to Mayweather, man, you pulled back a punch on him, and he tried to do that to me. Same shit's gonna happen. See, that's what Ali did to me. No, not like that, but he pulled back a punch towards me. No, he threw a 1-2, and he pulled it back, and I'm like, motherfucker, boom, here you go, right in the jaw. Yeah, you don't do that to Charlie Zelenoff, man. You come up to me, you try to, nah, man, this is it, you're getting hit. This is it, man. I don't fuck around, man. I have a lot of pride, man. I'm the best boxer in the world, man. You come up to me, you try to fucking try to play fight, you try to do any of that shit, you're gonna get hit for real. That's it. But yeah, well, seriously, what Mike Tyson? He what has he done in boxing? His fight with Lennox Lewis was clearly staged, and these idiots they're talking about he wants to eat his children. The fight, he was barely throwing any punches after the first round, and then after the fight, he was wiping like a fucking homosexual. He was wiping Lennox Lewis's sweat off. That was disgusting to watch, and I was like, wait a minute. They hated each other. Now they're wiping each other's sweat off. So now they grew up together and train together. And now they're friends. I'm like, give me a break, man. You clowns are fucking, who the fuck? I'm not sold. Mainstream boxing is a joke. Listen, Deontay Wilder got in the ring with me, man. See, me and Deontay Wilder, we hate each other. We have a tremendous amount of hatred and animosity towards each other. He's not going to like it. You know what I mean? But deep, deep down, he knows he lost. He may never admit it, but he knows he lost. That on the night of May 7th, he knows that he suffered his first L, or should I say L? Charlie Zelenoff. Yeah, I beat Wilder 2 times in the ring special. That was phenomenal. One second, intermission.
Yeah, I'm going to go over time. Everybody listening,
go over time.
Yeah, maximum radio is going 45 minutes.
Man, I'm blessed, man. I beat her on the ass. I won every fight. My wife is here. 7 more days. I won my week. Well, next week. Wow, I can't believe. We both, it's like, for me and her, it's just like hard to believe that we're finally going to be together, you know, we're going to be making love, we're going to be, I'm going to spend every day, you haters are going to be sleeping by yourselves in your basement, I'm going to be sleeping with the sexiest, hottest, most exotic looking woman that God ever created, and that's my wife, baby. See how hot she is, see how beautiful, see how fine she is, see how beautiful she is, hey. Super fine and all mine, baby. Yeah, but it's not just her looks. She's a very nice girl. She's a very nice girl. You know what I mean? She treats me like a king, man. She's every day she calls me and tells me she loves me. We Skype, you know. She blows kisses. Yeah. All 79 for my bride, baby. I'm gonna get to 100 now for her. And I'm going to get to 100 now for her. But here's what I want to say. At the rate that I'm going, now, 4 victories in January, beat Jacob in February, and March, 3 wins in 14 days. At the rate that I'm going, if I beat 3-4 guys a month, 100, no, dude. More like 200. You know, I can get. Oh, come on, do the math, man. I mean, if I continue fighting after 100, no, I can get to 200, no, and beyond. I can fucking. I mean, if I decide to keep going after 100, I can get to. I can my professional record will can get. I can get to 200 wins or losses, with 100 plus knockouts. That will just, man, if I do that, then man, they're gonna have to fucking build fucking statues. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, they already need to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't underrate the GOAT, man. You can't. You just can't do it. Look at the title of the radio. Charlie Zanoff starches, 205-pounder, all of K1 fighter, all in just 2 weeks. All three of them in 2 weeks' time, beat them all in March. Yeah, March has always been a fortunate month for me. I remember March 23rd, 2012, I knocked out Muscle. I had one of my greatest knockouts of all time. Got knocked out. To a huge 250 pound bodybuilder, man. I put this guy to sleep. No, I mean, no, he was unconscious. Yeah, I put bare knuckle out, scored some brutal fucking knockouts, man. I literally put motherfuckers to sleep with one punch. What, 12 rounds, man? I'm putting motherfuckers to sleep with one punch. Winning this year, winning with a broken finger. Last year. Well, I broke my finger when I beat Gonzalez. Yeah. I beat Gonzalez, win number 70. Now I'm 79 now. The wins keep piling up, man. Just keep winning. I'm not doing it all for Jesus Christ. God gave me the power. I'm doing it all for my wife. I did it all, man. I'm the best, man. Shout out to all my fans at the Grove. Been an honor, man. Put my name on cuffs. Shout out to all the securities. All the videos. I said Charlie's the champ, man. That's the homie right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, the people that put my name on cups, man, the Nike store where I signed the autograph, man. My fans, my real life fans that came up to me and asked me for an autograph, man, showed me the real respect, treated me for who I really am. You know, thank you and God bless you, man. More power to all of you, man. And to all my fans in general, man. You know, it's been an honor, and I'm fighting as much as I possibly can. I'm boxing as much as I can, playing as much radio footage as much as I can, fighting every month. I'm making as many radios as I can, because next week I'm going to be with my wife, and when I'm with my wife, I'm not going to be doing radios, and I'm not going to be going to the gym looking to break more jaws. Herpes finally going to take my break, and no. Obviously not. I'm not going to be hitting people on the street. I'm not going to be hitting, you know, Ukrainian gangbangers on the street. Trust me, we got a house in this area. Well, I will defend my wife. God forbid I have to. Listen, I knock people out when I'm by myself. For my wife, I would seriously break a fucking skull, man. I would fracture. Literally fucking, I don't know, I'd fucking kill somebody for my wife, maybe, if I had to. But, yeah, well, it's just something that I get to that, so, you know, she said she wants to call my wife, she told me, baby, you beat everybody in the States, and now you're coming to see me, you're coming to spend time with me. She asked me, what's your number one priority, me or boxing? I told her, of course you, baby. They have kind of questions, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like I said, fighting has been my passion, you know. Before I turned professional in the underground, I was... in the underground, I was a pro, man. Before I turned pro, I turned pro at 16. I beat Patron. Phenomenal victory. Before I turned pro, I trained in the same gym with those idiots, the Klitschko brothers. And they ducked me, and I beat Deontay Wilder. Better heavyweight on one side of him. That was one of my best wins. And but yeah, even before I turned pro in boxing, before I even put on gloves, I would always like street fights. I would always get in street fights. I used to get suspended from high school. You know what I'm saying? Like I punched some guy in my classroom. When I was in middle school, I called my assistant principal, and he was giving me attitude. I called him a fucking faggot, man, and he got suspended, man. In high school, there was a teacher, he was a football coach. He was acting really tough with the students. He even got suspended. He almost went to jail. He abused some football players on his team. And he tried to get tough with me. I pushed the son of a bitch. He flew away like that guy that I jabbed in the face. He flew away like that, man. I'm like, hey, motherfucker, you may punk every fucking linebacker, quarterback, whatever the fuck over here, but you're not punking me, motherfucker. What's up? You know what I'm saying? We can take this outside after school. We can meet after school, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I humbled his bitch ass real quick. You know what I mean? I was 15 years old, man, so. Yeah, man, I'm just a born champion, man. Born natural born champion. There's a Charlie's on off, man. And, when I beat Deontay Wilder, yeah, it didn't look good when I left the ring, but it looked phenomenal when I punched him in the jaw. When my left hook connected on Deontay Wilder's jaw, I wouldn't be surprised if some people shot themselves. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if some haters literally fucking committed suicide. No, I'm not joking. These people, they were probably confused. They were like, oh, shit, how did this happen? You know what I mean? Hey, I told you, clowns, man. You sell the ghost short, and you come up short. And now let's come out on top. Victorious. Charlie Zonoff, man. Boxing legend, man. No, the thing is, like, let me explain. Like, see, I give credit to other fighters, like, fighters that I beat, like, not in ground. Yeah, they're like Southpaw Phil, Kevin Luka, Derek the Giant, you know. Yeah, like, they deserve, yeah, they're real fighters. You know, I beat the shit out of them at the end of the day. But these mainstream fighters, these guys are not good. They don't deserve credit. They're fake. They're fucking pretenders, man. It's not just Wilder that I did. Okay, I'm embarrassed. They were the same. You know, saying the EFC guy. That guy was in his prime. He was around my age. The son of a bitch. My belt was there. We were fighting for my belt. That's why he was trying so hard. He was swinging for the fences because he thought he was going to become UBS champion. No fucking way. I hit this guy 10 times and I had to stop him. Any referee waved at him, he was done. If the ref was there, they would not even let me hit him that many times. They after 5-6 hits, this is it. They would wave me. They would not even let me punch him 10 times. He tried to make it a street fight and he lost. See? Jacob, this motherfucker, acting cocky and shit in the video. Like, saw how Jacob like called me out. He was like, he waved his arm. He's like, come here, let's go, let's do this. And I just come up and he beat the shit out of him. I didn't say a word. I just came up and boom, boom, boom. Outboxing and TKO. That was the best one. That was the best one of the year so far. That was phenomenal. Oh man, the jiu-jitsu fighter, the jiu-jitsu taekwondo fighter that I outboxed. That was phenomenal. That was just incredible. Man. Wow, 70. I won 79 fights. Man. I won 79 pro fights. Boxrec.com, man. You people are delusional, man. So Boxrec, what do you guys have to say now, man? Like real shit, man. Like I'm sure you people witness all my victories on YouTube. I mean, I'm winning a fight every single month. Yeah, who's Sugar Ray Robinson, man? Who is that? Who is that clown? Has he ever? Sugar Ray Robinson against Derek the Giant. Derek the Giant would fucking hospitalize him. Yeah, I nearly decapitated Derek the Giant with that right. Okay, you saw that haymaker that I hit Derek the Giant with that 202? Okay, I used to throw those haymakers at the bob and at the heavy bag. And you know what these haters, they would leave me feedback. They would, like, leave me comments. And they would be like, oh, why are you telegraphing your punches? Any boxer, any pro boxer would see that coming. Derek the Giant is a 300-pound power-punching, dangerous pro boxer with immense knockout power. Did he see that coming? He couldn't even see that shit. He felt it. He didn't see it. I hit that hit, man. That was one of the greatest punches I ever landed. That shit was fucking bomb. My last victory against Owen, I hit him with like 10% power, but I still hit him. I connected on his jaw. That's a victory. That was not a fucking demonstration. That was not play fighting. That was not sparring. What sparring? I hit him bare knuckle. That's a victory. Yeah, there's no smarting on the ground. I just fight. I tagged him in the jaw. So I beat him. 6'4", trained, prime, Muay Thai, professional kickboxer. Beat him with one punch. I mean, come on. Right before that, phenomenal victory on video. Beat a heavyweight. You know, motherfucker was game opponent, worthy opponent. You know, the guy was clearly there to win. He wasn't just there to be there. He was there to win. Once he saw my explosiveness, once he saw like that right hand, he blocked the first punch. But once he saw that explosiveness, the movement, you know, this is it. He was intimidated. He started hot. He started backing up. He hid behind a goddamn treadmill. I had to chase him down. I hit him with that left hook. That left hook shook him. Then I hit him with a jab, and his guy was down. Then I punched him in the collarbone, chest area. And then after that, I hit him again when the video went off. You saw when I came up to him. I'm like, well, the gloves are gone. They turned off the video. I hit him again. We took off the gloves. We had an argument. And then I punched him bare knuckle. I mean, one of my greatest boxing wins of all time. That UFC fighter and Jacob and Alu. Well, listen, you know what? All 8 victories I've scored this year are phenomenal. I'm a living legend, man. Charlie Donald. And I just want to give credit to all my fans for supporting me. For being, you know, my real fans, my true fans that I signed autographs for in real life. Thank you, man. The fans that went on YouTube, you know, shout out, one of the homies, Terrell, who said Charlie Z undefeated. Shout out to the guy at the Grove that put number 1 pound-for-pound Charlie Z on cups, man. Been an honor, man. You know what I'm saying? That's these sick haters, man. They try to give me a false image, man. See, I'm a nice guy, man. You know what I mean? That's these people on the internet, they don't know me. You know what I mean? They try to judge me. They try to. They're talking shit, saying I'm arrogant. You know, you idiot. Deontay Wilder, he's arrogant. You know what guy? You know how much shit this guy talks? You know how much he was bragging when I TKO'd him? This guy was fucking talking so much shit. His mouth didn't close, man. Yeah, I punched him in the fucking mouth, man. I punched him in the jaw, man. Yeah. He flew the fuck away, man. I embarrassed Deontay Wilder in the ring. Give me a break with that back of the head knockdown. I was not hurt. Right before that, I bombed on him with 2 legal punches. He hit me in the back of the head. I don't even think that should be counted as a knockdown, whatever. Listen, I beat Wilder twice. TKO and then DQ. He does not, he wants no part of me. I won 22 boxing matches after I beat Deontay Wilder. This is it. He's